Hello, this is Puneet Gupta. I'm the Managing Director for NetApp India Marketing and Services Private Limited. Really glad to be on the show.
And hello, this is Mithu Bhandari. Welcome to our special conversation series where we catch up with leaders from diverse fields and talk to them about business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. Today, of course, I'm going to be talking to Puneet about NetApp India's business continuity plan, the reaction to COVID-19, how the world of data centers is rapidly changing, and of course, those emerging concerns around data security and cyber attacks as we all embrace technology in every walk of life. Puneet, thanks very much for joining us today. First up, I know that it's not even been a month since you've taken over NetApp India's and the SaaS business, in fact. So perhaps, you can share with us how it is to join a new organization and lead it through a pandemic. So what have been the big challenges you've faced so far?
So I think firstly, if you ask me, you know, what's changed in COVID-19 is really the physical movement of people. And the impact it has had both on people and the economy, and of course businesses. And those are ones where physical movement was important, like hospitality or travel and transport and so on. But I think what's not changed is the whole digitization story, the whole data, the whole cloud story. And the business that NetApp is really around all of these.
It is a trying time for businesses across industry verticals, but perhaps the IT sector is the best poised to really create opportunities out of this pandemic. What are the pillars on which your business continuity plan rests?
Okay, so I'm going to divide this into two or three different parts, right? First, I'm going to talk from customer standpoint. And as NetApp, what we are doing is we are making sure that we support our customers really well, which is in terms of making sure spares are available, people are available, what I would call keep the lights on. The second is that we are helping customers with solutions around remote working, more around end user computing, VDI, and those kind of stuff. Because in today's world, I think that's one of the biggest challenges that most companies face. Also being able to get the same performance, security, and the scale that they need.
Right.
The third is, it's also a time when there's a liquidity challenge in the market. So what as a company we are doing is, we are extending credit to our distributors and partners who buy from us directly by another 30 days. We're also extending a lot of our programs, which are partner growth programs or certifications, etc., by about 6 months. So all in all, from a customer standpoint, from a partner standpoint, from our own working standpoint, right, we're making sure that the lights are on.
Do you see this pandemic also changing the way data is stored? Do you see the cloud business gaining momentum now at a faster pace? And really, what's the impact likely to be on private data centers around the world?
The speed of change has gone up significantly. Right. Now, data centers globally are coming under serious pressure because folks who would go to watch a movie in a picture hall are now, you know, consuming entertainment at home. If you would travel, you're doing video calls. There's a lot of unstructured data which is now getting generated, and I'll give you one example. When I was getting onboarded, there were forms that I had to fill and sign. Typically, I would sign and hand them over. Now I'm signing and scanning them and, you know, sending them across. So a lot more of unstructured data is getting generated. Right. What that does is that data centers who had spare capacities is getting used. People are having to augment their capacities. But I must say that the data center guys have done a phenomenal job on being able to manage this extra load. And one data point I'll give you is that in this year, there have been about 28 data center oriented mergers and acquisition deals that have closed. The estimated valuation is about $15 billion. And that's a great testimony of the way this entire segment will go.
Fantastic. So, but during COVID-19, all of us have, of course, rushed to embrace technology in every walk of life, whether it's the way we live, work, play. Technology is at the center of it all. And of course, we are generating humongous amounts of data at this point in time. With that, the data security concerns, privacy concerns, cyber attack concerns have been rising. So Would you say that data privacy is at a much greater risk right now as we all try new virtual collaboration tools, which perhaps do not have safety protocols in place many a time?
The role of technology, if anything, will get even stronger. And I think as all of us have discovered during this time, that this technology which is keeping us afloat. I mean, if this was BAU, probably you and I would have been sitting face to face and, you know, talking, and you would have been recording, right? Something like this kind of a podcast is probably the first of its kind in an environment like this. While technology is not new, but businesses and enterprises are now in an environment where they have to accelerate without a choice. So whether it is enterprise applications or BDI or any one of these, you will see much faster adoption. The other thing that will happen very quickly on the technology side is the word hybrid cloud will get used consistently more and more, because on-premise is not going to go away. Cloud adoption will go up. So folks will need to coexist between the two, right? So that's the tech side. The cybersecurity story has been there for a while. I mean, when the whole digital acceleration started, security really came out as a significant concern. And it is no change. Fortunately, most of the enterprises have secured themselves reasonably well with tools. And at this time, that threat only goes up because you are using it a lot more.
Right. And finally, as we all envision a post-COVID-19 world, we all learn to live with social distancing for the foreseeable future. What's going to change at NetApp India? What is the one big leadership lesson you've learned in a new organization that you've joined in a nationwide lockdown?
So, two, three things. Look, first, in my view, is very fundamentally a mindset change. And the mindset change is here to stay. And to give you an example, some time back, it would be unthinkable that you can go, actually I won't say unthinkable, but normally if something were to go wrong, you would expect an engineer to reach on site and go fix it. Today, the acceptability for people to work remotely is far more.
Right.
In a lot of meetings, people really expect face-to-face, and folks would say, oh, if you're not meeting face-to-face, you will really not build that kind of relationship or not get that comfort.
Right.
So the COVID environment is forcing all of us to change our mindset and to accept virtual as a real reality in that sense. The second I would say is that when we get into post-COVID scenario, and let's say in times to come, the whole COVID is behind us, this mindset is going to stay. This mindset is not going to change. And it's not like the world will become what it was in the pre-COVID times. So, of course, face-to-face will come back. But adoption of virtual that we have seen now will stay to a large extent. The third I will say is that this pandemic has really brought a lot of resiliency in people. And you asked about the leadership lesson. The one that I can tell you is the amount of positivity that I have seen in people, the way people in India have responded to this. And every time there's a call for people to enforce discipline or stay inside or to do whatever is required in the ecosystem, I think the whole positivity has been absolutely amazing. And that's what is keeping everything going. Even with the economy being contracting in that sense, I think the spirit of the folks hasn't gone down.
Indeed, the spirit of the folks and the spirit of the economy is what is going to keep us afloat over the next couple of months. Puneet Gupta, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your valuable insights. With that, it's a wrap of this special conversation. I'll be back with another leader next time. Until then, thanks for joining us. Goodbye.
Thanks, Madhu. Thank you.